Good morning and welcome. It is 10 minutes after 6, and believe it or not, it is getting to be that time of the year when, yes, we send the precious little snowflakes that are all brain damaged back to the school system in an attempt for them to learn and become better than we are. Do you have any idea how many people are actually enrolled in school right now? Or will be in the next... How long before we start school here? This is probably something I need to know.
It's a while yet. Because, well, there was a law passed a while. But yeah, I have a double check on the exact date. But there was a law. There was a fight between the parents who wanted to send the kids back.
No.
And the the tourist industry who needed the kids to work jobs before Labor Day, you know, until after Labor Day weekend.
I want my kid back in school. I'm tired of having to actually look at him and talk to him.
And the tourism industry had a good lobbyist that kept the school dates starting after Labor Day so that the kids could still work on Labor Day weekend at the various tourist attractions around the state.
That's awesome. What are they doing? And I put a mustard on your hot dog for you, sir.
There's that. There's the water parks in Wisconsin Dells. There's all kinds of, places that people go.
And all right. So how many young adolescent boys fight for the opportunity to work at the water park?
I would imagine. Hey, but you know what's interesting, though? Wisconsin Dells is an interesting deal because they import a lot of labor, summer labor, from like Russia and Eastern Europe. And it's very interesting.
Last time I was at a water park, I was with a buddy of mine and his son, and we were going up the ladder to some slide, and his son was young, but not, he was beginning to understand that, girls are good to look at.
Uh-huh.
And, you're on a ladder, right? You're on these steep steps, and this chick's butt was basically, like, in his face.
Uh-huh.
And he was really funny because he was just staring at it with this inquisitive and yet just enjoying look on his face, like, and it was just funny to see. All right, so here we go. America's population is getting ready to go back to school. Here's a few facts for you. 79 million children and adults are currently enrolled in school in the United States, and that ranges from nursery school all the way through college. That is almost 25% of our population. 25% of our population
are improving
is in
themselves.
School. 15% of all college students in the United States are how old?
Non-traditional.
15% are 35 or older.
Uh-huh.
They're more likely to be part-time than younger people. When I finally decided, okay, I've had enough of this going to school part time. I really do need to finish my degree. I got to bear down on this. I was finishing my bachelor's at the University of South Florida in Tampa.
Uh-huh.
And I walk in and I sit down and this cute girl starts talking to me. And I'm thinking, okay, this is not going to be so. And now keep in mind, I'm about 31. All right. So I'm thinking, all right, this is not going to be bad. She reveals that she is a Tampa Bay Buccaneers cheerleader. And I'm thinking, nice.
And she wanted directions to the free clinic?
No,
or what?
She wanted to know when I was going to step in front of the class and begin teaching.
Yeah, she thought you were the teacher, yeah.
And I looked at her, I went, I know. I looked at her, I went, really? She goes, oh, I'm sorry, I thought you were the prof. And I'm like, nope, I'm a student just like you are. And what do you know, this wall went right up.
Yeah.
Not having anything to do with old fat boy in the class now. According to parents, 80% of kids lost something at school last year. Kids are more likely to lose a hat and gloves or school supplies. My kid lost her hand sanitizer.
Oh, you're turning her into an OCD person like you?
What's wrong with having your child bathe in hand sanitizer between classes? Really? I don't see anything wrong with that at all. And
what did we do before we had hand sanitizer? Back in our day,
we ate
dirt and we liked it.
We licked the germs from our hands.
That's right.
And we liked it. Americans spend a total of how much money on back-to-school clothes, books, and supplies? How much money are we anticipating total sales
total
this year?
I have no idea. Millions of dollars.
You're way off.
Billions of dollars?
$10.5 billion.
Wow.
Dollars. $10.5 billion. And this is the thing that I find really interesting is I look at the list of stuff my kid is supposed to have as she's going back to school, right?
And you're supposed she's got the list.
You got to have this, and you got to have that, and you got to build this, and you got to build that. And you know what I had when I went to school?
Here we go.
You know what I had? I had pencils, I had some paper, and I had a notebook. And
now,
that's about it.
You had to have a compass and a protractor.
I didn't have
you
compass had... and protractor. We never. All right, okay, maybe once, but I mean, you know, it's like you know
had
what
to have
I
a
did?
Ruler. You had to have glue.
You know
you
what
had
I...
to have. You know,
when, the glue. All right, what did you do with the glue? You took the Elmer's glue, you put it on your hand, and you made it. You let it dry, and then you peel it off like it was skin. That's all you did with the Elmer's glue. You never did anything constructive with it. What did you do with a little pencil sharpener? You'd sharpen your pencil unnecessarily because it was still sharp, and then you would sniff the wood at the end of the pencil.
Wait, what?
Oh, that's cool. Didn't you ever sniff the wood when you sharpened the pencil? It smells good.
I can't say I did. The glue, maybe, but not the wood.
And then the only thing you use the compass and the protractor and stuff for, the compass...
That was supposed to stab people.
Yeah, right. you would poke the...
Yeah.
The
person
the,
in front of you.
Yeah, you'd poke the person in front of you. That's all you did with it. You never... And then the plastic rulers, they were bendy enough... to where you would bend them back a little bit, let it go, and smack the person in front of you.
I really
That's
enjoyed,
what school is about.
I really enjoyed the people who invented the Bic pens because you took the pen part out, and then it became a little spitball shooter.
Yes, that's exactly right. You could always
Perfect.
Do that.
You shoot them up on the blackboard, and if they were wet enough, they stuck.
Now, that is where you're going to start making me gag. That's disgusting.
Where did you shoot the spitballs? At other people?
No, here's what we did. I didn't use spitballs. You take a little piece of paper, you fold it up into a triangle or to a V.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? You tighten it up really, really tight.
And
then
flick
you use
it.
No, then you use a rubber band
and
you fire it at people and it hurt like a son of a gun. That's what we would do.
Yes, you escalated the weaponry. I just used the spitballs, man.
Welcome
to
my...
They didn't hurt. They were a little messy, but they didn't hurt.
I've been escalating things for a long time.
It's Target's Dyslexic Back to School Sale. Save 20 to 10% on all Keeper Trappers, Rule Slides, Protractors, Sharpened Pencilers, Protector Pockets, Cook Bubbers, Watch Calculators, 5x3 Card Indexes, Comb Paper Pewter, and Cartridge Inkages. Plus, save an additional 40 to 30% on all Pack Packs, Bunch Loxes, Bag Books, and Sand Sanitizer. It's the Dyslexic Back to School Sale, only at Target. Expect less, pay more.
The News, Talk, and Packers Station. News Talk 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.